The Nebraska chapter of the National Association of Social Workers honored social worker Leila Correda this month as Citizen of the Year for her work in advocating on behalf of people on the other side of the world. Her close friend and fellow social worker, Christy Abdul, is impressed with her dedication to the Yazidi cause.
She's just very inspiring in how she's so passionate about what's happening there.
Though she has lived in Lincoln since her early teenage years, Leila Correda was born and raised in a refugee camp in Syria after her family fled persecution by Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.
Having lived in the same conditions, I feel deeply and emotionally connected to the Yazidi cause.
Leila has had cell phone contact with some of the Yazidi girls taken by Islamic State to be used as sex slaves. She remembers one in particular.
She was with other 40 Yazidis, women and children mainly, who were being held in one of the buildings. And she would tell me that the ISIS fighters came and took another girl.
But appeals to the U.S. and other countries to rescue the captive Yazidis failed.
One day I called and her sister answered the phone and she told me that, so I asked for her name. I thought it was still the same person that I was talking to. And she said, no, I'm her sister. And my sister was actually sold off yesterday to an ISIS fighter.
Some women have managed to escape, but the punishment for those who are caught can be torture or worse.
One woman that tried to escape, they caught her, they brought her back, and they cut off her two legs.
Through Yazda, a group Leila Correda and some other American Yazidis formed last year, she continues to seek help for the estimated 3,000 Yazidi women and girls who remain under the brutal control of Islamic State. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Lincoln, Nebraska.